Jesus looked down from the skies and stayed by my cradle till morning is light.
Till morning is light. Gospel music that we all crave. I say gospel, but it's really Christmas. How are you, my brother? I see you sitting there. I'm not hearing you. Ah, me. It's me. It's me. It's me. How you doing? I got to stop this music from playing. It's so many things I'm doing here. I'm like an acrobat. Please bear with me. Ah, wait, where's the player? Where's the player? Wait, just a minute here. Here we go. Sorry about that, my brother. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Stretch?
I am here trying to make Christmas a little bit more, what can I say, but a little bit more tighter for our listeners. But this time I'm giving them the treatment where they can hear us.
You're always doing a good job, Stretch. You know, you're always on point.
Thank you, my friend. I certainly appreciate that. So what's up? How is the Christmas treating you and everything that's going with it?
When the pandemic is tightening everything up, even performance-wise in the community, the things that normally happen not happening. But you know what? If we have the spirit within our hearts, we got to share with each other and the way you're doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. I firmly believe in that, you know what I mean? And if, you know, the whole thing is, one of the main thing I want people to understand, if you know somebody living alone, call them. Yes. If you're the friend during the summer when everything is nice, call your friends now. This is the important part of it. Call your friends and say, hi, how you doing? What's up? How is everything? Because, boy, it's lonely out there.
And I firmly believe that's right, because something that I have always done for years, like, it's fine to text and email and WhatsApp, but you know what? As you know, I always call someone because you hear their voices. You're saying, you're giving greetings from the heart.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that way you're hearing the person's voice, you know what, maybe for the last time, who knows?
Yep.
You gotta take the opportunity and tell people now that you love them, you appreciate them, that you appreciate their friendship, you appreciate them being there for you, for supporting you through whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm. It's very important. You know, I was talking to a young man the other day, and he said to me, you know, Father Stretch, you're the only one I could think of calling. I said, why is that? He says, well, my father doesn't listen to me. My mother too busy hustling. She have 2-3 jobs. And I said, well, listen, you have my number. You call me anytime you want. But all this young man of 23 years of age wanted to do is somebody to say, what's up? What's up, you know?
And that's what it takes. That's what it's about. Because if someone is not there for that person, they're lost.
Yep. Very much so. So what are you doing for the Christmas? What you and the fine lady will be doing for the Christmas?
Right now, I was chilling this morning. I'm presently at work. So behind me, you see the Christmas tree that we have at work for the kids.
You know, at work? Oh, come on.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Somebody got to do it. See, this way at work is 24/7.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it is. You know, I work at Bradshaw, you know, 24.
Yes.
Yeah. It's time to send a greetings to all those people who are listening. I see Pat there. I see the.
Where is Pat?
You call him Big Muff. The other one, the end in there from Barbados, that all those jokes and stuff. Big Muff, how you doing? Pat, you know, I wish you all the best.
I'm going to put her up. Let the Big Mouth expand a little bit here. So give my love to all the people in Bradshaw. And you guys are doing a wonderful job, because I mean every day you are under the stress with these individuals, and I know I've had one or two friends who have come through the system at Bradshaw, and they have nothing but good words to say about you guys, the counselors and so forth. So keep it up, my friend.
Appreciate that. Right. I wish you all the best, and your first lady there, and everybody else that's listening and tuning to CKUT on a regular every Saturday, and then tomorrow we obviously we got Miss Pat Dillon Moore.
Yes, boom boom time, of course. Yeah. This station entertains, and this is what I love about this station. It entertains, not necessarily the same thing over and over again, but yeah, variety, which is a spice of life.
And that's the beauty of CKUT, a variety.
Yes,
everything is mixed up like a potluck.
Yes, yes, I love that. Thank you, my brother.
All right, Tess.
But, you know, I got to come beg something, you know what I mean? I'm looking the track for that song, the first song on the CD. I was looking for it. I wanted to play it just now.
Which one is that?
On that Christmas CD. I want to do a Christmas song and because that is so nice. I don't remember, but I'll tell you off the cuff, as they say. So thank you, my brother.
Is it mistletoe
or the other one? I'll figure it out. All right.
I'll stay locked.
All right, my brother.
Thanks for the time, Fred. Thanks for the time.
All right. So I thank you for being here with us, and I gotta play some commercials before I get slapped around again, and. So stay tuned, CKUT 90.3 FM, and then I want to chat with Pat
Dillon. See the people at Lindsay Auto for Roofs and Child's Door E in El Bazar. Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change. Winterize your vehicle. All your vehicle care can be done here. General inspection and maintenance. That's Lindsay Auto. For Rue St. Charles, that's over there in El Bazar, 514-781-7373. That's 514-781-7373. Lindsay Auto, you can't go wrong.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Ah, come on here now. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here with this very special show for you for the 2 hours, and then DJ Nicholas all by himself. He say he doesn't want me talking over his music, so he's gonna do his thing. I want to say a quick hello to Miss Pat Dillon Moore, and then I have Faitlin Sankar, and then I have the editor of the Community Contact, Mr. Egbert Gay. All right, so let me just say a quick hello to Pat Dillon Moore. What's up, Pat?
Me and you so separated.
Mm-mm.
Merry Christmas, darling. Merry Christmas, Montreal.
Merry Christmas. Oh, is that Sister Storm?
Yep.
So what's up? What's up? How is the Christmas treating y'all in Montreal there? What's up?
Well, we have our 10 people. We eat this morning at home, which is our normal tradition. And I just got to Bobby's house and I had a moment. But I think I'm going to be okay. You're good so far.
Missing the mom. Missing your mom, eh?
Yeah, but you know, men are not good these days. But like when I was baking by myself last night and like when I walked into the house and I look at the dining table, I had a quick moment, right? So, you know, we good. I mean, I think if all of us, the 10, we'll have our moments and bounce back up or find some shagri to laugh about, right?
Right.
So we good.
All right. How
are you?
One question.
That Cece Walker just used, mm-hmm. the first lady. And indeed, please tell Auntie Anne, the first lady, I said Merry Christmas.
I will. Not a problem there for sure. I just want to ask you a quick question. What you as a single mother, what do you see in the future with this COVID and your kid going to school and what do you see? What is it you're looking at in the future?
Well, I like how you just murdered the angel, but I hear Storm, who is now 18, and legally she can make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
She says she ain't taking no booster. Now she's double vaxxed, and we will see. You know, with Kamani as a grandmother, and well, Storm goes to her school till 21. It's going to be that she will catch something and XYZ, and that I'm going to have to, as I've been doing anyway, supplement my child's education. She'll go when she'll go, and she'll stay home when she'll stay home. And it is what it is. I mean, I liked what Tara, by the way, Tara and Doc, we don't understand how them don't age. They don't age, right?
I know. They're looking
and,
good.
And what she said is that you adapt wherever you go. Mm-hmm. And all I guess we have to do, if cockroach can adapt all these millions of years, we can adapt too. But I'm playing everything by ear, right?
Right. All right. Listen, Pat, we got to run and tomorrow.
All right. Merry Christmas. And I will hear you. And lots of love. And I won't bite you.
All right. Don't bite me today because I may not have.
But me, I send one virtual bite.
All right.
Me and you will talk tomorrow because we have a lot of things to catch up on.
All right, my dear. You take care. And boom, boom time for until 6 p.m. tomorrow, along with the DJ Storm and Pat Dillon Moore, and of course, the man himself who will be. Hey, you tell your husband to put on clothes, okay?
Yes, I hear last week a couple of people, New York callers, and say, but how I have him with all his sexy body out.
I see my good looking co-host is there looking good. Thank
all
you,
right,
Patricia.
I love you, Daly.
All right, my dear. You'll be good, all right?
Tomorrow. Montreal, you know I love you. Me begging you, wash your hand and wear the mask. Throw away the cloth mask.
Yes,
C-L-A-A-T.
C-L-A-A-T
mask.
All right.
And get some N95. Me begging you, because from August till just the other day, every other week I was going funeral. Me begging you, me can't take no more bucks.
All right,
best to Uno. All right, love
it. All right, take care. That's Madame Pat Dillon Moore. Check her out tomorrow. She will be doing her thing on Boom Boom Time, and I'm trying to turn up the music here. I see my co-host, who has been busy studying. Every time I check this girl, she's doing something. Oh, I love the. Hey, listen. Let me just confess here something. You see this woman singing? She's from the south of Trinidad. Had the pleasure of meeting her some 17, 18 years ago. Beautiful as they come, with a voice that to die for. Oh God, coming up, Faith Lynn Sankar. It's a very special weekend. 14 minutes past the hour, 5 o'clock. Coming up at 6 o'clock will be DJ Nicholas. He will be doing his thing until 7, all right? He say he don't want us mix up, all right? So we're going to talk to some people. Let me say a quick hello to my co-host, Faith Lynn Sankar. Faith, how you doing? What, may I hear you, you know? Faith, hello?
Hello, hello, oh, testing. Jeez. 1, 2, 3.
Man, what's up, what's
Merry
up?
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners who are tuning in.
Good, good. So what are you up to?
I'm up to just living life. Taking care of business.
Right. Checking.
And just, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. Don't worry, you're not used to me no more, eh? You're cutting across you. So, you're relaxing, enjoying life, as you said. And how is mom doing?
Mom is doing okay. She's here cooking up a storm and talking off my head. You know what, mothers normally do, you know. I'm trying to shush her. She's telling me not to shush her, so. But I'm happy to have her.
Good.
Not everybody, whenever, like any parents that you love, you know, you have your moments. But then it's the moments when you don't have one or you hear someone that lost one. Tell me about it. You're reminded never to take a moment for granted.
Yes, and having a mom around you is the best, regardless. So you might say, oh, God, mom, you chat too much, right? I'm sure you have those moments.
Yes, I have those moments. Much to her horror, I'm going to say, you know, part of my childhood, she wasn't there. And it's times like this when it was so sad. I used to cry. I used to be missing my mom so much, you know, and the technology wasn't here as it is now.
Right.
Like now we could use Zoom. There's more. We could use the telephone more freely and not have to assume astronomical costs.
Right.
So I've known what it's like to miss a family member and they're not in the same physical space.
A lot of people say that, you know, my mom or my dad wasn't here, but explaining it, you'd say your mom had, because there was a time in Jamaica when a lot of people got the opportunity to travel and they had to leave kids with a grandma, father, whatever. And this is what happened to your mom. She came here 5, 6 exactly. years before.
She came and paved the way for me.
Right. So she didn't abandon you.
I always tell her every chance that I get, my accomplishments are definitely not mine alone. I've managed so far to accomplish in life.
Right.
I've been standing on your great shoulders, which I hope I didn't break too much. But definitely I did not accomplish what I have I've had the chance to do on my own. So every day of my life when I'm not teasing her and she's teasing me, I tell her, and without trying to cry too much, that how much I love her. And how much I deeply, deeply appreciate her. Because, you know, sometimes, as an example, you gain one and you lose the other.
Yep.
So, as an example, you know, I grew up coming from a very, very big family. And you come to Canada and sometimes people move again. They move because of marriages. They move because of opportunities, whatever. And then you'll gain a mom or a dad and then you lose the extended family. So sometimes I have to travel to gain back that big family that I have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I gain them back, I'm like, oh my God, I can't take it. It's too many. I'm not accustomed to it anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'll try to go lock that door, you know? So this is the experience I have when I go to Jamaica or I go down to the States where they're all concentrated. So I understand, for me, the COVID situation where we feel like, wow, we would love to see that grandchild or love to see that mom or dad that we're missing. Some folks live that all the time, you know, so hang in there. and use the every opportunity you get to pick up the phone and call if you can. Use the technology like Zoom or whatever, Skype, WhatsApp. WhatsApp is free. You just have to give them your data. And there's always a price to pay, of course. But use it, and it's never, don't wait for that special occasion to say I love you and to celebrate life. Today is a day that sometimes we forget what's the reason. It's Christ coming into the world, being an outcast, that he had to be born in a manger. So, and then yet we commercialize this occasion, right? So never forget to, if you can, pass that homeless person and give them some food or some change. Be very grateful for what you have, because sometimes we'll be saying to ourselves, oh, I miss that family member, I can't see them. But if they're alive and you could talk to them, it's a lot. And it's a lot to be home in a warm place, because we live in an ice box, right? That we've gotten the chance to navigate these waters, but not everybody's so lucky. So I will urge you to be grateful. Be grateful and share what you can, and just have a very, very, very safe and happy holidays.
All right, my dear. We'll see you down in the near future. You have a beautiful one. Enjoy, Mom. Enjoy your life. Enjoy whatever comes. All right? We got to go because it's 22 minutes after.
All the best to you. All the best to you and your family. I miss you very much. Happy holidays to every one of the members of the cruise. Nicholas, DJ Nicholas, Drew, who is taking up the baton, and I love it. Tara, saying hi from abroad. Each and everybody that contribute. I mean, I am rushing, so I'm not saying all the
names. Of course, Mr. Colin.
And to you that dedicate every week. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my dear. Take care. You too. All right. I'm looking for Mr. Egbert Gay. Egbert Gay, show up your face. Woo! I love this song. I love this song. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. I'm looking for Mr. Egbert Gay. Right about now, it's 5:22 in the p.m. hours, and you locked into CKUT. I made a thing here, big thing. But I say hello to the family in Washington, D.C., WFFR Sunshine Radio that we are logged on to. And I want to say hello to Mr. Bobby Adams and, of course, Cheryl, my little cousin. Oh, God, I'm so ashamed. I don't know, maybe Egbert can get himself onto the Wi-Fi. Let me see, I have some numbers here. Let me see if this is Egbert. Thank you. once again, a pleasant. I'm having too much fun. I had to go to the back and pull up this and push down that so I could get Egbert Gay online. And I just see him there now. Mr. Gay. Boy, I'm feeling good. I'm talking to some of my favorite people in this city, and nothing like dealing with favorite persons. And look at that. A nice big smile from Mr. Egbert Gay. And I just want to say hi. We got to take that phone. I'm doing quite well. I got to take that phone and just keep a hammer on it. Bang, 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 bang. How you doing, Egbert Gay?
I'm doing very, very, very good. It's quite a nice room. Really is at home and do the things that you like, right? And that's what I'm doing. I think it's really, really fun. Just, you know, stuff like this. This is just, you know, part of making the day a nice day.
One of the things I want to ask you as a journalist in the city, and you've been on major radio stations, and I don't know if I'm allowed to call the names, but a major radio station like Big CJAD that I listen to every day. And I've listened to you, and you have been like the man in the middle who separates everything from everything. What is it like for being Egbert Gay in this city?
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, it's going well on 2.5 decades that I've been on CJAD, right?
Right.
And what it does is it allows other voices to say things that were not being said on the radio. You know, I don't want to take any real credit for anything, but, you know, it's for so long that it's been almost like taboo.
Okay, Google, close.
To, you know, I'm Caribbean, right? And, you know, it doesn't, you don't go too far without knowing that I'm Caribbean. And I try to bring that on the radio, and certainly the points of views that my politics is certainly a lot different from the politics that you would have heard on CJAD for quite a long time.
Right.
So, you know, I try to stay in touch with a certain, you know, it's who we are, you know, as Caribbean people.
I lost you there, Egbert. Egbert, I lost you. Wow. Egbert. Seeing that we have lost Egbert, geez, I hate this. It's his Wi-Fi, it's dropping out. I think I'll call him and put him on directly to the phone. And technology is great, but when it works, right? And don't think this is the only one that doesn't work. Eh? Trust me. Is that you, Egbert? I'm gonna put you on the phone. I hope that's Egbert. Egbert? Yeah, I think I have you here.
Yes. Right.
All right, I have you. All right, you're on the phone.
Good old phone.
Yes, so you were saying.
No, I'm just saying, you know what, it's just to bring a different voice, different accent, different point of view. And it's not like I'm trying to be different. I'm just bringing who I am and my politics into the debate. And, you know, I hopefully, you know, in our community, my politics mightn't be everybody's politics, but it's significant when you look at people who have been disenfranchised for so long, people who have been marginalized for so long. I mean, I think it's important to hear stories that of people who are coming in from the periphery of society, you know, on the edge of society.
Mm-hmm. Because one of the things I always wondered, how come CJAD, and I'll say it loud and clear, how come we don't have more black voices on CJAD? 99.9% of the blacks that I know in this city listens, the English-speaking blacks, that is, listens
and
to CJAD.
It's one of the feelings of media across Canada. And, you know, it's a shame where you look at media and you see the underrepresentation of black people, you see the underrepresentation of minorities in mainstream media newsrooms and on air as broadcasters. It's one of the biggest freaking shames. And to a certain extent, sometimes I even feel bad being on CJD, you know, because they should try a lot better to hire people. You know, and, you know, I can't say the same for CBC because, you know, I look at CBC and I see that CBC has done such a good job hiring a lot of us. I mean, I look at, in CBC newsroom, you can look and you can see at least 3 or 4 community contact people in there, right? Mm-hmm. Or probably more, 5 or 6 community contact people who have been in there, you know, or who are still there, you know, doing things. So some of the mainstream media outlets have been delinquent and not dealing and not bringing on board, you know, good, solid journalists that we've had. And a lot of them went to Toronto and are excelling out there, you know. So it's a damn shame.
Yeah, it is. It is, in my humble opinion. I sort of lost faith in the system here many years ago when they cut Peter Anthony Holder. I used to listen to this guy coming in from work every night, and I couldn't figure out why they cut him and brought in some guy from Toronto who's talking about skateboard.
And, you know what it says, though? It means that community media has to fill the space, right? It means that people who get there and volunteer on a Saturday, who volunteer on a weekend, they have a responsibility to keep that going, make it happen, and to boost it. And, you know, to do, you know, like you do, try to get as many voices as possible there and, you know, tell stories of our community that the mainstream media think that we're still marginalized and that we still are on the outside. So, you know, it's shameful that Canada is not has not made those kind of strides, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be up, as long as capital, because what's going on with those private stations, it's all about capital. And they think that their listeners don't want to hear minorities or black people, which is not true, right? Because society has evolved, and I think society is a little ahead of some of these hustling type of media outlets.
I really think so. Let's get out of that a minute or so. And how does it feel to be on CKUT 90.3 FM?
Well, you know, like CKUT have a role to play that you have to understand how significant it is in terms of, you know, making people feel connected. When you hear yourself, when you hear people talking about the things that you know and you're familiar with, I think that is significant. As communities try to carve their own little space here in Montreal. I mean, this year we're still evolving, because you talk all the time of all the times when you were here and there was a absolute absence of voices like ours on the air, right? And do you remember those times? But now the community, the black and Caribbean community, has taken shape. We have made children and grandchildren, mm-hmm. you know, and we want them to know that, you know, maybe even if the mainstream guys are not taking us, you know, giving us our rightful place behind the mics or wherever in media, because media is a significant platform for any society. So even if it's not happening, it's up to community media to maintain its space and to do it and to keep doing it and keep trying to be the best you can. Respect your audience. Keep, you know, keep talking to them in the manner that they want to be spoken to. And I think that's where the future is. Because at some point, you know, the communities that are left out in mainstream media, they're going to stop listening. They're going to start listening to their own self and listen to CKUT and understand that they can get the same sort of service and the same thing. So it's very important what you're doing. And it's very important that, you know, like what we do at Community Contact also is to make sure that news and the fact that we're here and we're doing stuff and we're excelling and we're contributing and we're achieving. Those things are important.
You mentioned community contact, and that was my next question to you. You have to, whether you want to or not, you guys at the community contact have to take a bow, because you have been laying it down in a structure that even stupid Stretch can enjoy, because I totally enjoy what you guys have in the community contact. So
I have to pass on all the respect to the people who help make it happen or who make it happen. You know?
Well, please and, acknowledge you know, them. Please acknowledge them now.
Timar is the one who, like, for decades, he's just hold it down and make sure that the product that the people see on the street. Imar is the one that makes that absolute product look the way it looks. It's young, and it sort of, you know, you get the old people, the younger people, and you speak to all of them in the design of the newspaper. The stories are written by excellent people. We have columnists that are beyond, you know, smart, who have something to say. Novel, Yvonne, and all these people, they have something to say, and they've been saying it, and, you know, I get really, really nice feedback from readers, and I think that's, you know, that in itself proves to be the reward, you know?
Because that's what it's all about, eventually. Because a lot of people say, why you do this and do that on CKUT, Stretch? Why don't you just get there and play 3 hours of music? How much can we...
You know, song and dance color every nation, yes. Every community. But we have to go beyond that. So we can do the song and dance. You know, we're good at that. Right?
Very good.
We can do that, but I mean, we can talk to, because the politics touches on everybody. Politics touch on people's lives. We have to understand the politics of the day. We have to talk about the irresponsibility of people among us who talk about not vaccinating themselves or who have all kind of silly little stupid talk about vaccine. It's straight that you got to do it. Just do it and get, you know, because we're here because people who, you know, one of the shame that we had in our community was people who had platforms and using that platform to discourage or to question things like vaccines,
yes.
You know. When, you know, the white and mainstream society just going out there and hustling, gobbling it up, you know?
Yep.
And we here questioning it. So it just shows how, you know, we can be our own worst enemy. So the point here is, you know, CKUT community media has a role to play. The role has to be played responsibly.
Yes. Brother Egbert, I got to go because I'm going to play some music to wrap up
the
sequence.
The very best to you, brethren, and the best to Anne-Marie and the rest of the family. Boy,
yes.
Those grandchildren must be still smelling good, eh?
Damn spoiled.
They smell good, eh?
I feel good.
I'm just trying to get Imar and Jamira to hurry up. All right.
Come on, Imar. You got to do something.
All right, boy.
Thank you, my brother. And
well,
I certainly...
The very, very best to you for the new year also.
Yes, sir. I enjoy having you every Saturday when you can with
always
something
nice
to talk about.
To you,
all right, my brother. Be good.
All
right.
Okay,
and
for
those of you who just joining us, the editor of the Community Contact, and their paper that I totally enjoy reading at times. And I cuss and I frown and I ting and I diss and I come and I say, wow, that was good. So I hope you enjoyed what we had to present to you, because this is what it's all about. We don't converse enough. We should be able to converse enough in our Caribbean and Black community alike. And I want to thank Drew. Want to thank Marga K in Toronto. He says he's not coming back here now because he has gotten rich in Toronto. No, I'm joking. He didn't say that. But he's doing good. I admire that guy. And, of course, DJ Nicholas, who says he wants to play his hour of music without any big mouth Stretch interrupting. So he will be coming up right after. And I don't know, Drew. We could take a short one, a very short one. Is there a short one? Drew was asking me if... we could take another caller. If not, we just have to go, because I'm going to play some music and say goodbye and thank the staff. Another year. Next week, by the way, We will be on, West Indian Rhythms crew will be on at 15 minutes to the hour of midnight until 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. rather. And we're going to do a little thing, some dance music, but the Zoom, listen to this. Zoom, Drew, correct me if I'm wrong, will be on at 10 o'clock. And we will be chit-chatting with each other along the Zoom until 11:45. When we'll go in on the radio station and ring out the old and bring in the new. All right? So I am just waiting for some direction from Drew, whether it's 10 or 11 o'clock. Tell me, Drew, and let me know what's up. All right? So that's what we'll be doing next week. We're going to take you back, and then DJ Nicholas again going to come on, and he says he wants no talking because it's a party night for him. All right? Well, may I tell you something? This, you just run my life, you know, man, and I kind of get vexed now because he doesn't want me to talk, and I love to talk. But he says next week, Saturday, next week, is it Saturday or Friday? New Year's Eve night, because Ron is not having his thing no more at the Hampton Inn because of the COVID, what's happening here. And please, may I beg you, no, take on the time and wash your hand. You know, they must say about gloves and all that. Get the proper mask. They're insisting that you should get the proper mask because this thing is in the air. You understand? And be good. So I guess I'm not hearing from Drew, so I will just get into this. Whether it's two, I think it will be 10 o'clock next week. We will be on with the Zoom, and we'll talk to each other. You can talk to us, and we will do that. All right? In the meanwhile, it's 15 minutes to the hour, 17 minutes rather. We're going to get into some music. And I got to do this here.
Explicit, boy.
Little bit of parang rhythm. Say hello to my brother who is listening. One of my many brothers. Mr. Emirate Kalacharan. How you doing, my brethren?
Yay!
Hello, Sade. We're eating out everything, you know. Hello, Tony Carr, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Bill Daniels, all the way in beautiful New York. I got a big year up. I know you're going through a terrible time at the moment.
Eat out everything.
Eat out everything. Oh, God.
You want me to lick me?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah?
Christmas coming. We gotta forget me troubles.
Yes, sir.
Forget the troubles. All your stress and all of that pressure does how we vex. But look, Christmas coming. Christmas coming. It feels like you're walking around the clock and still out of love. But look,
Christmas coming. Christmas coming. Things could be stiff on the 25th is one set I give because Christmas coming. Christmas coming. Even if things red bad, I just feel red glad when I have bunch of Christmas eating black cake. Just to see these smiles on every single child is only love we sharing on Christmas Day.
Christmas, a little break for Christmas. I'm telling you, I need a break.
Christmas is love, love, love. Oh, boy. Christmas is love. Oh, boy. We shall bring the love, love, love. Bring the love.
Yes, Christmas is love.
Last Christmas, we didn't know what to do. Yo, it was like a one-sided shoe. But then I get up and I realize and open my eyes, you see man plan and God does love. So this Christmas on your behalf, yeah. It's only love, a handful of love, a teaspoon of love, a buttful of love, a bucket of love, a bottle of love, cup full of love. Oh, oh, Christmas is love, a basket of love, a hamper of love, a bag full of love, a tin of love, a crate of love, a box full of love. Christmas is love,
L-O-V-E, L-O-V-E.
Christmas is love. Somebody get your man and you wanted to get on bad. It's all kind of thing you wanted to do, but that is not you. You see, time they say is the best teacher, and there will always be one answer, and that is love. A handful of love, a teaspoon of love.
Christmas will always be love. Telling you, Christmas is always love, you know.
Necesito un descanso. Boy, little break. I want a break for Christmas. A little break for Christmas. I hope it ain't too late to get a break. I want a break for Christmas. I want a break for Christmas. I hope it ain't too late to get a break.
Hey! We want some love, huh, for Christmas.
I want love, love.
CKUT. Yeah. 90.3 on your FM dial.
Yeah. I woke in about time, no time to life, but Christmas is coming. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Want to thank the Goose from LLIB in New York City for some of this music happening. Every year, the brother support me. Oh, yeah.
Nothing stopping this Christmas line. No, no, no.
I want love, love, love this Christmas.
I want my divine.
Give me love, love, love.
Raphael.
I want love.
Raphael.
Love,
Raphael.
Give me love, love, love.
Hello, Raphael.
Hello, I'm you hearing me?
I'm hearing you quickly.
Okay.
Because we have like 3 minutes.
Okay, yeah, come on. I only want half a minute.
All right, sir.
Merry Christmas to you and the crew at CKUT. I nearly said CJL.
I know.
CKUT.
Give me some of what you have there drinking, man. The Saril sounding good.
Oh, my God. You know something? I was going to invite you down, but I forget you like to stay up. So you can't come down.
I would like to be
like you.
Oh.
I have to bring. That's why I'm on CJLO, so I could come up and be like you.
All right, sir. Raphael, right, so, sorry it took so long to call me. I wish you had called me earlier so we could chat.
It's all right. I understand that.
Maybe next week.
I was in the car listening to you, so I just got out. And I am here, and I'm here by my daughter. So, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and the family, my brother.
All the listeners and everybody.
All right.
610, or did you call me 610?
610.
You know that,
eh? No, them stop calling you 610 now. Them days gone.
Oh, yeah.
Them
I didn't know.
I saw me here.
I thought that's all I heard you say.
Bye, Raphael. All right, we talk next week.
All right.
That's Mr. Raphael McKenzie. He's on CJLO. I think it's 2 to 4 every Saturday. Entertaining program. He's crazy. Playing crazy. But we love craziness. We enjoy it, all right? CKUT is coming up to 5 minutes. I just want to take this time out to say, if you didn't hear what you wanted, maybe next week you come back, we will play it for you. But it wasn't a music program per se. I just wanted some voices who wanted to be recognized in the community, that we recognize them and acknowledge them. All right. So until next week, same time, same place. I just want to say, come back to us. Come back to us. We'll be here from 4 until 7. Next week we'll be doing the same thing. You know what I mean? 2 hours of craziness. You talk and tell your friend, come and say what they want to say. I'm going to leave you with this. 4 minutes to go. And, I just want to dedicate this to the people who are, not feeling, up to par. And, you know what? Just enjoy life, right? I'm going to play a song here. Special like for the lovers who've been in love and the love is no longer there. This is the Manhattans. Let me just touch a little bit on this. Kiss and say goodbye.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
Oh.
I called you here today,
yes,
for a bit of bad news.
Yes.
I won't be able to see you anymore.
No more.
Because of my obligations.
Obligations.
And the ties that you have.
Yes.
We've been meeting here.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
And since this is our last day together.
Yes.
I want to hold you. Just one more time.
One more time, please.
When you turn and walk away.
Don't look back.
Don't look back.
No.
I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Montreal and the world at large.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through.
Coming up, DJ Nicholas, for the next hour. This all right, at 6 to 7, he's gonna go crazy.
We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. And say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you'll meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss, say
quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
As promised, we're going to let DJ Nicholas, your DJ for the past 8 years on this program, one of the finest DJs in Montreal City, and he's going to take you up to 7 o'clock, all right? We're not going to talk too much. We're not going to interfere. So in the mix is DJ Nicholas. Christmas special just for you, the listeners. All right? Keep it locked.
On this great occasion, here's my dedication. My best Christmas wishes to you. So come on, be merry. It's time to be happy. Celebrating the birth of Christ. Merry Christmas to you, dear.